Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We're going to help the Raiders today. Welcome to the show. Free of charge.
Yeah, good
luck. You get access to these two brains.
Not mine. I can't help the helpless, Maggie.
Oh, come on.
You get one brain.
We love a reclamation project, and that's basically what the Raiders are kind of feel like. They're standing at the precipice now after firing Antonio Pierce yesterday. They keep Tom Telesco, the general manager, so I know Raider fans probably groaned about that because he's the guy who had you going into the season with a combination of Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell, and Desmond Ridder and thought you were going to compete in the AFC West.
He's the guy who hired Brandon Staley with the Chargers. You could go on and on about Tom. That's not the problem. There's so many problems. That's why I'm saying I'm not involved in this renovation project, because there are certain houses that can't be renovated, Maggie.
That's not true. And you watch so many renovation shows, you know we can turn this thing into beachfront property, and it's only going to take a few simple moves here.
Oh, man.
Listen to my 3-point plan for how to get the Raiders back in action and back up to speed, because to be honest, this is a fan base that deserves it. They are a historic franchise. The NFL is better when the Raiders are good. It's in Vegas. You know, there's so many things where, yeah, maybe ownership doesn't deserve to have a winner because I don't think they've done a lot to help themselves, but the fans do. So let's help the fans, Perloff. Try to, you know, be a little generous this morning. Now, a couple things that I think are going and working in the Raiders' favor. Number one, you do have access to Tom Brady now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Tom Brady the next John Elway, where he's not going to be able to really pick a quarterback, find a quarterback, and it's going to be more disappointing than not, considering his stature as a QB? It's possible, but we don't have the evidence of it yet. We don't have evidence of anything.
Right.
You know, Brady's a clean slate. So as far as his evaluation of head coach and quarterback, I'm all ears.
Wait. So, but one thing, we do have evidence. You know, the NFL has been around for 102 years. Has there ever been a former player turned color analyst / partial owner who's ever helped the team?
Well, there's been former players who have been really good as GMs, like Ozzie Newsome.
Ozzie Newsome. Like, oh, Tom Brady's going to be Ozzie. First of all, Ozzie Newsome didn't have four other jobs like Tom Brady. Like, and he's not Ozzie Newsome. Ozzie Newsome was out there grinding tape at the Bowling Green tight end for 24 hours a day. Like, Brady's not going to do all that, but go ahead.
Okay, but what did Ozzie Newsome do, who was a great player?
Sick drafter.
Well, he was a great drafter. And as a GM of the Ravens, what did he really do? What did Ozzie Newsome really know, besides, obviously, deep knowledge of football? Toughness. That's what the Ravens had. It was, you had to be a certain type of person to play for the Ravens. And you know that's true. You know I'm right about this. And yeah, it was about the evaluation, and it's about the technique and stuff like that. Yeah. It was also about a certain type of toughness and a certain type of guy.
Hiring
John Harbaugh was seeing something in somebody that ended up becoming one of the biggest and best hires that the Ravens ever made. So that's where I'm going to go with Tom Brady here, who is a minority owner for the Raiders, and somebody who, until proven otherwise, I'm going to give the 7-time Super Bowl champ, who was pick 199, who became the greatest quarterback of all time, I'm going to give him a little benefit of the doubt here. I'm going to let him prove me wrong that he doesn't know how to pick a coach or help out with a quarterback evaluation. I'm going to let him fail before I pile on Tom Brady and say he's going to be worthless here. I think he's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
And what I would say is, first, let's tackle the quarterback side of this. They have a couple options here. There's a couple good options. There is a Shedeur Sanders world here, Perloff, where if I'm Dion and I've already put it out there that there are teams I'm not letting Shedeur go to, well, you know what? The Cleveland Browns check a lot of those boxes. I'd stand in front of a speeding train before I'd let my kid go get entangled in that mess with Deshaun Watson, whatever his future is going to be, and then going to Cleveland, a place where quarterbacks go to die. And even when they had a good quarterback, they didn't even know it. They had Baker Mayfield, and they ran him out of town for Deshaun Watson, and now that's been a disaster. So to me, if I'm Dion, no way. I'm pulling the Archie Manning. I'm not letting my son go there. and I'm going to steer him to Las Vegas, where Shador and Tom Brady have a relationship. Tom Brady's been his biggest mentor.
No.
Okay.
That could be option number one.
Great. Let's say you do get Shador Sanders and you mortgage your draft future for that.
Okay, but listen, if I'm Cleveland, I'm doing it because I need draft capital because I still have to pay Deshaun Watson all this money. And you want to know what? Mortgaging the future to get a quarterback is going to be something nobody remembers if Shador pans out.
How is Shador going to pan out with that team around him?
Well, you are going to need the rising tide of Shador. You're going to need the advice of Tom Brady, the mentorship. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you've got to hire the right guy. And to me, I don't know if a Patriots assistant, that is not the route that I would go here. You can't bring another guy from the Patriots into the building. Josh McDaniels didn't work. I hate painting with a broad brush because all these guys are their own guys, but it's not going to work unless the one guy I could see them bringing in from the Patriots tree, who's the guy who's had the most success of any Patriots assistant, is Bill O'Brien. I think Bill O'Brien can actually develop a quarterback. Bill O'Brien is responsible, or partly responsible, for Deshaun Watson's best years.
Or Deshaun Watson was partly responsible for keeping Bill O'Brien employed because he was not a good coach who got saved by his quarterback in about 50% of his games.
Well, what's happened to Deshaun Watson since?
What's happened to Bill O'Brien since?
Okay, he's coaching now at Boston College. He's available. He's available.
He hasn't done anything since Deshaun left. Like, he's not a good coach either.
Well, you don't know that. He has the best record of any of the Belichick assistants. He was a perennial playoff contender.
So wait. You said, I don't want to bring in any of the former assistants, so you're going to go for...
That would be the only one.
You're going to bring in Bill O'Brien with Shador Sanders. Oh, my God. What's the upside? Maybe you'll make that first wild card game on a Saturday?
They would love to be in that game. The Raiders would kill to be in the playoffs.
The Raiders were 13-3 like 5 years ago when Derek Carr was a rookie.
How long? Perloff, we're talking about the early aughts.
No. That was like 2017 or 16. What year was that?
Well, when the Rich Bisaccia, when they had Brandon Staley blew it, the team should have tied.
Am I getting senile here? What year was Derek Carr's rookie year?
It's a long time ago.
5 years ago was 2020, Perloff.
I mean, we're going back to Derek Carr's rookie year.
And then Mike McGloin had...
Holy cow.
Mike McGloin. 2016, they won 13.
Yeah, 2016. Is that what I said?
Okay, but we're closing in on a decade.
That's 10 years ago. Almost 10. It's nine. We're 9 years ago.
That's insane. They'd love to be in that game. And by the way, I don't think they ever would be in that game because the Raiders are such a draw that they would not get JV game on a Saturday on a Saturday wild card game.
I think they got the last time they were playoffs, I think they had the JV game.
It was the night game.
Was it? They played?
They played Cincinnati in Cincinnati, and Derek Carr had a chance to do a drive. Yeah, but still, it's not the afternoon game.
But they didn't certainly get Sunday at 4. I mean, come on.
Baby steps here, people. Baby steps.
This is such a fantasy, Maggie. Everything you're detailing is so silly because, I mean, this has been, it's been 20 years of this. Like, you could bring in new coaches. You could bring in new GMs. It's not going to make a difference. Like, there's something fundamentally wrong with the way the organization is structured right now. We see this in a lot of teams, but none of this, like Tom Brady is such a pipe dream. It's crazy. You compared him to Ozzie Newsome. How dare you? Ozzie Newsome drafted Jonathan Ogden.
Have you seen Jonathan Ogden? That was the most obvious pick of all time. The guys are the biggest human beings the earth.
He took Ed Reed.
Who was one of the best college players of all time?
Yeah, and nobody else picked him except for Newsom.
Okay, so but there
I'm
was
just
a
saying,
type
like,
of
Tom
player.
Brady's not going to have his hands in it like this. He's just not. You're like describing some amazing. This is sounds like a fantasy to me. This partial owner, who by the way has a full time job with Fox,
Does it look like he's putting full time work into that?
Yes, he's so much better. I actually was shocked at watching him the other day. Like, and you say he's going to quit. Like, you're the only one who thinks he's not coming back next year. Like,
yeah, I don't. I think the Super Bowl is his swan song. But anyway.
That's the thing. Like, you're talking about this partial owner. This is like, and Tom Brady was a great player too. Even if he did put his hands out, like, there's no evidence that he would be good. And most often, great players do not turn out to be great GMs.
Well, there's no evidence that he'd be bad, number one. And two, here, I'm not talking about safeties and left tackles and all that stuff. I'm talking about two most important positions that you now need to fill as the Raiders, and that's your head coach and your quarterback. Can I trust Tom Brady with those two?
No.
I'm not asking you to scout the, strong safety from Iowa.
I would not trust Tom Brady with those two. because he's got a lot of personal biases. I don't think he's objective. Like, he's friends with Shador, and he has a lot of friends with coaches. Like, no, that is structurally, I do not want a former player like that. I want somebody who's objective and analytical. Like, Tom Brady's like really, you know, he's like a former player. Like, it's like Michael Jordan picking his guys. Never ever works.
This whole business is based on what? It's not based on numbers. It's based on relationships. And you could say that's a bad thing, but you know what? I'm going to give Brady, like I said, the benefit of the doubt here. We've never seen him in this role, in this capacity. By the way, it was ESPN who said he is going to be involved in this decision. And I'm not leaving it to Mark Davis and Tom Telesco. If I'm a Raider fan, I'm praying to the high heavens that Brady's got the Midas touch here. So that would be that's how I would lay this out. Shador Sanders, you got a trade with Cleveland. Looks like Cam Ward, by a lot of mock drafts, could be going to Tennessee. And listen, if you lose him to Tennessee, then I've got a backup plan for you.
You got to go you got to give up a lot of draft capital, get from 6 to 2, and you need that draft capital. I think the team around, if I'm Deion, I'm not steering him to the Raiders. I agree, steer him away from Cleveland. It's a mess right now. I mean, basically, all these teams in top five are the same exact, top six are the same position. Like, these are bad organizations. I don't know where Deion's going to see. And my point is, like, it's not an accident the Raiders keep running into the same problems. Like, it's not an accident the Giants keep running into the same problems. The Browns keep running into the same problems. The Titans are kind of a new mess. But generally, like, all that, like, you're basically, we're doing a renovation job. You're trying to paint a house on the outside with pretty Tom Brady colors when inside it is fundamentally rotten.
Okay, but what, am I folding the franchise? I mean, what do you want me to do here? I'm trying to help a Raider fan base where the owner is never going to sell. So outside of that, I got to work with what I have. And if it's a new coat of paint, but I think it's a little bit deeper than that with Brady.
But I think you saw Tom Brady kick your team's butt for 20 years and think that he's some sort of Superman. And he's good at that. He's great at a pre-snap read. To think that that ever translates, like, most often, this structure does not work. A celebrity owner, like, I think structurally what you're saying is usually fails. So the odds are this is not going to work. The odds are he's going to hire a buddy and he's going to draft somebody he has a relationship with. Like, I want Jeffrey Lurie buys the Eagles and hires an unknown quarterback coach out of Green Bay named Andy Reid. I want Stan Kroenke hires Sean McVay. I want, like, something completely, like, whatever. Just be really smart about this. And I think Brady's not the answer.
Okay. I think that it... There's part of that, though, that's a little revisionist history here. You act like Sean McVay and Andy Reid popped up out of nowhere. They're two guys.
Reid did.
He was in a prominent coaching tree.
Yeah, exactly. McVay was crazy.
And McVay's grandfather is a GM, and he comes from the Shanahans.
McVay was an insane hire when it happened because nobody thought
31 or something.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay, but you act like these guys were not. Like, that they somehow just were manifested out of thin air.
But
these
guys were gutsy hires.
Okay, and that's fine. But I don't think the gutsy hire might have been Antonio Pierce, you know? And the gutsy hire, it's not the time right now for the gutsy hire for the Raiders.
But it is. It definitely is. It's not the time to bring in Josh McDaniels 2.0. It's time to hope that Liam Cohen or your guy Joe Brady or some one of these offensive coordinators turns out to be the next great offensive coach. It is not the time to say, well, you know what? I played with this guy or this guy was an assistant to the Patriots. That's not going to work.
Well, I don't know, with a guy who's that young, who are they bringing with him? Who's going to be the defensive coordinator? Maybe Brady's able to help there. Maybe he's able to say, listen, I'm involved now. This isn't going to be a revolving door. But to me, I think you want somebody with experience. Anyway, that's a little what's going on with the Raiders. We're trying to help them today.
We are not. Maggie is. I'm trying to live in the real world here.
Well, again, I'm not trying to fold the franchise. I want the Raiders to be good. I think it's fun when the Raiders are good.
I'm not arguing with that. I just think that, like, this just year, you have to look at the situation and be like, why are there so many coaches? Like, what? I just counted, there were 13 since the year 2000. Like, why would this be any different? And you think it's a Tom Brady element. And I think that's a wing and a prayer.
EJ, can put a poll up. Is Tom Brady going to help the Raiders? Yes, no. And the other part of this, I have another thought. Do you guys want to hear my other radical outside-the-box thought? Manny's saying no. I'm sorry, Manny. You're contractually obligated to hear all of my outside-the-box thoughts. Hate to break it to you. Got another outside-the-box thought. And this one has to do with something that, Perloff, it's inspired by you.
All right, just what is it?
It's inspired by you because you keep telling me how much you think Aaron Rodgers is going to have some kind of second act, third act.
Yeah, who even knows at this point?
Yeah, whatever. And I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers would be a fit at the Raiders. No, 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 no. The Raiders, they need someone much, much younger. They need somebody who's at the beginning of their career, not at the end. But where did you say Aaron Rodgers would be a good fit?
Pittsburgh, Seattle.
And? His hometown.
Oh, San Francisco would be great, yeah.
Make the Godfather offer for Purdy.
For what team?
The Raiders.
Oh, dear God, no.
Rodgers goes to San Francisco. The Raiders trade for Purdy. Give them the $60 million. If the 49ers are going to nickel and dime you and $45 million and they want you to take this hometown discount and you got to take Mr. Irrelevant discount, you know what I say to that? I'll pay him. And I'll give you draft capital, too. I'm not going to give you everything draft capital because I got to give the guy $60 million, but I'll pay him at the top of the market. Sure. Why? Well, what do I have to lose? Brock Purdy can stabilize this offense with the right offensive coordinator. Hire somebody from Shanahan's tree. Whatever you want to do. This could work. Now, Shador would be my pie in the sky. That's my number one. Start with a rookie. Develop him. This is the surefire way. But if the 49ers want to cheap out on Brock, and if they think they can get over the hump with Rodgers or Kirk Cousins or whoever Shanahan wants to move on to, Sam Darnold, whatever, I'll pay Brock Purdy. Bring him on. I'll give him $60 million. Why not? I'll give him $58, $60. What, you want to break Dak Prescott's contract? I'll do it if I'm Mark Davis. Bring on Purdy.
Cap, if you're listening, who does our social media clips, when this take goes viral, I always want to say this is the worst idea I ever heard. I'm friendly with Maggie Gray off the air. This is your offer. That is the single worst team building idea I've heard in probably 20 years of covering the NFL. That Brock Purdy to the Raiders, like Brock Purdy with 17 stars around him, maybe. With this Raiders, look at his receiving corps. Brock Purdy throwing to Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, and Terrace Marshall Jr.
You're conveniently leaving out Brock Bowers, who would be rookie of the year if Jaden Daniels wasn't having such an amazing year.
Okay, unless you're going to clone Brock Bowers and have four more on that offense, Brock Purdy would get destroyed. Let me read their offensive line. Colton Miller, Jackson Powers Johnson, Andre James, Dylan Parham, and Thayer Munford Jr. I don't care if Thayer Munford Sr. is there. They would destroy Brock Purdy.
Well, Sr. is a beast.
I cannot believe how bad that idea is. I'm sorry. That sounds harsh.
By the way, they've been drafting offensive linemen. Ask people who cover the team. Those guys came along this year. They had some of the worst quarterbacks. So the guys couldn't get the ball out.
I suppose the other team was too bored to rush the passer.
And Jacoby Myers, by the way, is like had a career year secretly. Nobody cares. Whatever. Here's the thing. You need a run game. Of course you do. We knew that. That will help Brock Purdy. You got Brock Bowers. I saw the Kansas City Chiefs with a phenomenal tight end. And with a run game, get on track. Purdy's not Mahomes. I get that. But you have a couple pieces here.
Do you get that?
I do get that.
I mean, Purdy is when Mahomes switches to his left hand, that's the comp we're talking about. And I like Purdy. But, okay, we have to put this
question,
ball up.
Can I ask you a question, Pearl? Because that team is not good. But what if I told you, because the Raiders are going to have a ton of cap money this year, what if I tell you add
T. Higgins
to that group.
Just Brock Purdy, T. Higgins.
Brock Purdy and T. Higgins. Do you think that changes the calculus at all?
Two Brocks.
I mean, we're talking about the difference between five wins and six wins.
I guess that's a no.
I love T. Higgins. There's something. You guys are just ignoring, like, organizational dysfunction.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, if you did that, T. Higgins,
you know
that
how I feel
anything.
About T. Higgins.
I mean,
Higgins.
This is the path, guys.
This is the path. Yeah,
two paths.
You're right. Like, maybe seven wins. But I don't think so. Also, too, you got Peyton Harbaugh and Andy Reid.
Okay,
in your
but here's the thing about that. I can't change that. Okay, the Raiders. I can't change the Patrick Mahomes is in my division. Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton. I can't change any of that. All I can do is work with what I've got.
Well, paying $60 million to Brock Purdy, you can change that because then you're going to be drafting number one, two, or three for the next 5 years.
I disagree. 855-212-4227. All right, what do you guys think? Gave laid you two options out there. Either you make a play for Shador Sanders, you got to trade with Cleveland to get him, most likely, or Let's get Brock in. 49ers don't want to pay him $60 million. If I'm Mark Davis, sure, whatever you want. 60? Let's go 65. Let's get nuts. It's Vegas after all. I'll bring him.
Oh, dear God.
65's a little rich. You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I think Kyle Shanahan would do it, by the way. I think they want to play hardball with Purdy.
Can I talk to Pat McAfee directly? So if he gets this take and he's going to go after you again?
Come on. Pat McAfee doesn't go after you.
She played a lot of sports growing up. There's been some CTE. I don't know where this idea came from. Brock
Let
Purdy.
Let the naysayer know.
Like, you might as well stick with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
That is wrong. That's mean.
I have an issue with
Pat McAfee. We're cool, I think.
No. He was the one. When you had your take that offensive linemen just push guys around and aren't valuable.
Well,
which
I was just being funny.
Yeah. But Pat McAfee did like a 10-minute spiel on that.
Oh,
and
it was really.
Yeah, you know that. We talked about this many times.
I don't know if I ever heard it, though.
You're kidding me.
I don't think I did.
Oh, McAfee's like... McAfee's like, I'm watching the Maggie and Perloff show.
Oh,
and, you know,
fan?
It's a good show. I watch it every day. He literally said that. And he goes, Maggie had this take that offensive linemen are interchangeable. They just push each other around, which, by the way, the reason it made everyone mad, because there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, like, what does an offensive lineman do? It's not
this.
Like the offensive lineman is like throwing option passes. So anyway, McAfee.
On the Lions, they are. Yeah.
McAfee went off on that take, and not in a mean way. He was just like, but I think like if people get a hold of this take, they're not going to like this. This is a very controversial idea. Everyone except Brock Purdy's agent, and even Brock Purdy might be like, nah, I'm good. He's just like, he's the ultimate system quarterback with no talent around him. That is like, that's why he's the, of all 32 teams, that's the single worst fit for Brock Purdy, right?
I don't think so. 855-212-4227.
I mean,
and just for the record, the offensive line take was that a guy could come in and play left tackle and get up to speed in 2 weeks because left tackles are generally on an island. That's what I said. And then Perloff was like, they're not going to like this. I go, why? They're just pushing people around. And that's the part that went viral.
The reason it went viral is because you were 85% true. Do not back off that take.
I'm not backing off of it. I'm just giving you a little context.
I'm just saying a lot of people were like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, yeah. And that, by the way, that take was great. I think one of the most overrated things is in the draft is like, I don't know, is he a left tackle or a right tackle? Then NFL teams just switch them all around willy-nilly. Yeah.
Someone
needs to play right is what they say. But regardless, you were so right on that take.
Well, somebody in our company actually wanted me fired for that.
No.
Yes. They called our boss, Spike Eskin, and said, man, it's really a shame you're going to have to fire Maggie. He's like, I don't think you know how this works.
Want names.
I can't give it.
I'm going to go down to our new boss and tell him, Maggie.
Turns out it was Perloff.
Well, I'll tell you, Brock Purdy of the Raiders is even worse than the offensive lineman. It is the worst idea you've ever had, and I love it.
I've definitely had worse ideas. 855-212-4227. I ate tuna jelly.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I didn't say anything.
I think you're forgetting the outfits that we were wearing to WrestleMania. We've definitely had worse ideas. I've definitely had worse ideas. Okay, there we go. 855-212-4227. There you go. Drafting Shedeur Sanders, Tom Brady involved with the Raiders, or how about trade for Brock Purdy? What say you? 855-212-4227.
Let a naysayer know.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show.
Oh, this is, I recognize this.
Is this the guy we've been texting about?
LeAngelo Ball. Big Baller Brand's back. Back up. Did anyone ever get their shoes, by the way, that they sold?
Oh, the ones he stole in China? Is that what you're talking about?
No. That was a pair of sunglasses. Remember LeVar Ball started a shoe brand?
Oh, yeah, shoes, yeah.
Did anyone ever get the shoes?
I think like two people bought them and their ankles broke immediately.
Alonzo Ball.
Yeah.
Damn it. Alonzo was wearing them. Oh,
yeah, and his feet have done great. So Maggie doubled down on the break. Brock Purdy to the Raiders as an option. I'm looking at a list of... some names here. Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, trading for J.J. McCarthy as a possibility, Aaron Rodgers, or try to trade up in the draft. Man, all of these are really hard because trading up in the draft means you have to give up a lot of draft picks, and you have needs everywhere. So this is the Raiders should have tanked harder. Darn that Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, now you tell him. Yeah. A little too late.
That is one of the flaws of firing your coach every year is the coach is try to win at the end of the season. Like, you got to say, you're here next year, lose on purpose. Like kind of the Titans did with Brian Callahan. You can't have a guy whose job is in the balance coming into week 16, 17, and 18.
Well,
and
let's not
Raiders
get nuts.
Raiders keep screwing that up.
I mean, they won four games. It's not like...
Wow. I know, but there's number six in the draft. Did you see the way the Titans played down the stretch?
No, they executed the tank. The Giants couldn't do it. Cleveland couldn't do it. And obviously Vegas couldn't. But so here's the thing, though. The Brock Purdy aspect and him going, you named all those guys on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take Purdy over every single one of those dudes.
You take Purdy over Sam Darnold?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Sam Darnold's getting out of the building. You're going to trade for J.J. McCarthy coming off a knee injury and a setback. Aaron Rodgers is older. You want Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? Like, come on.
I would trade for J.J. McCarthy. What do you have to give up for him?
Well, but he's coming off this big knee injury, so I don't know.
Yeah, but he's healthy, actually.
Is he? Think,
yeah, totally.
Then why are they moving on with Darnold?
No, remember the last time. I'm sorry to interrupt, but remember the last time we talked about him? He had a setback and had another surgery.
I read more about that, and like because we had this big debate. Was it a surgery or a procedure? And I read afterwards, they went in and cleaned it up again, but he's supposed to be fine. Like, he's moving around. He's going to be good.
I thought it was cleanup and something else, because I remember being confused about how bad it was, and one of the news guys, Schefter, Rappaport, said it was, like, one and a half things. It was, like, a cleanup, and while they were in there, they did
injected,
something else.
I think they injected it with something, but...
Yeah, they injected it, which is not, like, the end of the world. Like, that's good.
By the way, it is so like us to have a debate over a surgery or a procedure. If that's not the Maggie and Perloff show, I don't know what is. But anyway, the reason why I think Brock Purdy is an option is because if the 49ers don't want to pay him at the top of the market, I'd say I will if I'm the Raiders.
If you put $65 million into Brock Purdy,
Let's call it 60.
That would be crazy because you would be killing all your cap space and you don't have receivers for him to go to. And you have to trade a first-round pick. Like, you don't have a good offensive line. You don't have receivers. You'd be stuck with a very short quarterback. And you saw this year when he has to move around a lot, like, bad things happen for San Francisco.
Offensive line coming together, according to the people who cover this team. I was just reading about it. And, you know, here's the thing about Tom Telesco as a general manager. I don't have a lot of trust, be honest. Don't have a lot of faith. But the guy did draft some pretty good wide receivers when he was in San Diego.
Like who?
Well, didn't he? I'm assuming he would have drafted Mike Williams and Keenan Allen.
Yeah, he drafted Mike Williams at number 7. That was a bad pick. No, it wasn't Mike Williams. Who is that? Is that who he got at number 7?
I think it was Mike Williams, right?
Yeah.
Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are two guys who have had beyond productive careers.
He drafted Keenan Allen? You're sure about that?
I would assume he was there for that long.
Keenan Allen's been in the league since Dan Fouts was throwing the ball in the Chargers.
But anyway, I think finding wide receivers to me and finding running backs, if I'm a general manager and I can't find those two positions that feel so deep in college football right now, then I don't deserve to be a GM.
Yes, on Keenan Allen, by the way. 2013, he drafted Keenan
Allen. Oh, so Telesco was there in 2013?
He was there forever.
I know.
He was there as long as Dan Fouts, too.
Anyway.
Did he draft Quentin Johnson?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's because that was his last year there, right?
Counterpoint.
Well, let's just wait because he had a couple big catches in week 18, and we'll see if he has any.
Mike Williams at 7 was a definite mistake. I think that was right ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
But think about it. He still had Phillip Rivers at the time. So maybe that doesn't look as bad in hindsight. Anyway, this is my plan for the Raiders. Brock Purdy, he's the answer.
I'm telling you, like, you're stretching to say Tom Telesco has a good wide receiver history. Again, like, this is not going to work. Your plan is not going to work. And I don't think they're going to do that, too, because you say $60 million like it's nothing, like it's your money to hand out. Like, the teams are definitely nervous about making anybody the highest-paid quarterback, let alone an unproven guy who just came off a 20-touchdown, 12-interception year. It's not like he's on fire right now.
Perloff, it's the Raiders we're talking about. I mean, they'd kill for Purdy. Let's get to Andrew Bogut.
Get out of here. Gardner Minshew is basically Purdy in jorts.
I resent that. I don't know if Purdy can pull off the jorts. Bogut is here. He's got headlines for us on this fine Wednesday. What's up?
And I've got a riddle sponsored by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
He didn't give us any time to try to figure it out.
I'm just going to move on before I get in trouble. It was yesterday's lead story. Now it's apparently off the board. We're told the Cowboys have denied the Bears' request to interview Mike McCarthy, but we don't know if this means Dallas is keeping McCarthy or if they're still making up their minds about his future. McCarthy's contract expires today, but Dallas can deny access to him through early next week. With or without McCarthy, the Bears will be busy looking for a coach. GM Ryan Poles may even interview one of us.
We're going to cast a wide net. It's going to be a diverse group. There's going to be different backgrounds from offense, defense, special teams, college, pro. We are turning every stone to make sure that we're doing this the right way. There's going to be some names that you don't expect that are going to surprise you because we're digging deeper than we ever have before.
Who the bleep is Manny Rodriguez?
Wait, which college coaches are they? Manny, put in a good word for us, okay? Well,
the Bears are interviewing Stu Kovacs. I love your idea. One of us might get interviewed. What is he talking about? Then I read, we're going to have a diverse. People have never even seen football. We're going to get Europeans. It's going to be like Ted Lasso, except the football version. We're going to get the coach of Liverpool is going to come over here and motivate you guys.
Jurgen Klopp is in charge of.
Jurgen Klopp.
He's free right now, I think.
They're going to film it and turn it into a Apple TV special too.
You don't think Pep Guardiola has gotten a couple calls? I'm sure he has.
By the way, the other thing too, the funny thing is everyone on earth knows Ryan Poles has no say in this thing. I saw Kevin Warren talk last night. He's like, yeah, Ryan Poles is technically still the general manager. This diverse group. That is the stupidest. I mean, you think the Raiders are a mess. Maggie, nailed this one. You're like, the structure of the Bears makes no sense. No. And they don't appear to be fixing it. Hiring a diverse coach from a specialty, I don't even know what to talk about.
Oh, we got breaking news from Schefter. Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo have been requested.
Yeah. Ooh. Consultants, really.
Messi would be a good slot receiver. Just getting in there.
I just love it. It's like, we're going to really go outside the box. Offense, defense, and special teams, guys. Whoa.
Yeah. It's going to be diverse. We're talking pro and college.
You just blew my air back.
You're going to look at the college ranks for
what about
a
high school, Ryan? Here are the football names that we know connected to the Bears so far. Pete Carroll, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, Brian Flores, and Bill's offensive coordinator, Joe Barry.
What is outside the box, Pete Carroll.
What a zany bunch of names. Who are these Mavericks and Renegades?
Those are just the obvious ones. They got to keep those guys secret so nobody else jumps in on them.
Oh, right. Chess.
Yeah.
You don't want who the Jags come up and start stealing your ideas.
Right.
That's the blind leading the blind, I believe.
We are going to be unique and outside the box, and we're going to interview Mike Vrabel's interviewing with five other teams. And Joe Brady, who's interviewing with every team. Everybody just say, Pete Carroll is outside the box, by the way.
Yeah, a guy who has been around for 50 years and coached in college and pro.
And openly begged somebody to interview him, too. They didn't come up with Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll called them, right? Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Vrabel, by the way, gets his chat with the Patriots tomorrow. New England met yesterday with Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. Antonio Pierce, not the only person to lose his job yesterday. The Niners dumping D coordinator Nick Sorensen. And Ashton Jeanty officially declares for the NFL draft. Last night in Utah, Trae Young treated the Jazz like they were the Knicks.
Hawks don't have time. There's Trae. Midcourt fires. Bang! Trae Young just won the game. Trae Young just won the game, folks. Trae Young from midcourt. He just stunned the silent crowd here in Utah. Trae Young from midcourt just knocked down a three, and the Hawks win.
A reminder that
like the Hindenburg going down. It was like a news report. He's won the game.
A reminder that Trae Young has a losing record against the Knicks.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah. Trae Young has just won the game. Check notes. Utah.
He also got his name wrong. I was like, what the hell is going on there? He called him Trae Mung, I think, at one point.
It was is Walter Cronkite now doing play-by-play?
Trae Young dribbles to the right. He's dribbling with his right hand. He's dribbling. He wins the game. He wins the game against Utah. Utah doesn't have an NBA team.
I thought this was New Orleans.
What was up with that highlight? And they took a bang. I feel like that you have to pay Mike Breen a royalty, don't you?
That, of course, was Steve Holman on Hawks Radio. Trae with the half-court heave to win the game 124-121. After Colin Sexton had tied the game with a three with 4 seconds left, Trae finishing with 24 points and 20 assists.
To be fair, if a game winner happens in Utah, did it really happen?
Well, that's Michael Jordan.
That's a great answer. Yeah. I'll shut up now.
Jason Tatum scored 29 in the Celtics 118-106 win in Denver. Nikola Jokic sick, didn't play. The Hornets snapped their 10-game skid 115-104 over the Suns. And Zion Williamson was back after missing 27 games with a left hamstring strain. 22 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals.
And a ridiculous dunk.
That too, but the Pelicans lose at home 104-97 to the T-Wolves.
I'm going to have to pay attention for the next 11 days if Zion's healthy. I'm back on the NBA bandwagon, and that facial hair is awesome too. I'm in.
Men's number one Tennessee took a 73-43 beating at 8th-ranked Florida. That means there are no more unbeaten teams left in D1. Second-ranked Auburn did survive a trip to Texas 87-82, and number 24 Michigan outscored 22nd-ranked UCLA 94-75. Vlad Goldin, a career-high 36 for the Wolverines. Justin Verlander is expected to sign a one-year deal worth $15 million with the San Francisco Giants. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thanks so much. Yeah. Coming up, major changes to the 49ers staff. We'll tell you about that next. It's M&P. Love this new Bad Bunny. I heard he said this is the most Puerto Rican album of all his albums, right?
It's incredibly Puerto Rican. It got me saying wepa every 5 minutes.
We're here for it. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. The 49ers, Pearl, you should be happy about this. You were calling for it basically all year. They fired the special teams coordinator late Monday night. Yesterday, the defensive coordinator also shown the door. And listen, you could argue they definitely had their right and reasons to fire these two guys. But for Kyle Shanahan, this is now a revolving door of defensive coordinators. And maybe it's because you're losing guys to the NFL or to head coaching jobs like Robert Saleh and D'Amico Ryans, but they have had trouble filling this role.
Yeah, I think this is a big story. They've gone from defense, like in 2019, they were number 2, 5, 3, 1, 8 2 years ago and 8 this year. In their ranking, in yards, that is. And that's just like something, how do you be so ferocious 4 years ago with a similar personnel, and then all of a sudden you're not? It doesn't make any sense.
Injuries? I mean, is that too easy of an explanation?
Last year they were relatively healthy all year, and they definitely, like, they were a different team. They had to win shootouts. I know they made the Super Bowl, but If you had the defense from 4 years ago and the way Brock Purdy played in 2023, you would have won the Super Bowl. I mean, you would have killed Kansas City probably. I just think that their defense used to score points. They used to be relentless after the quarterback. And now, I mean, is anybody scared of the Niners defense?
I don't think it will take much to get it turned around. I mean, you still have Bosa. You still have Warner. If Dre Greenlaw is healthy and if he's going to be a part of the future, then
seems like he might be gone.
It's possible. Yeah. And it looks like Charvarius Ward is also going to be gone. Yeah. He was kind of cleaning out his locker. But here's the thing. At some point, doesn't Shanahan have to wear this a little bit?
Why? He has the slightest idea how defense works.
Well, again, I don't love head coaches who just say, I'm one side of the ball and you go take care of it. And then when they don't like the results, they're just firing guys.
I think Andy Reid knows how defensive play calling works.
Well, he got lucky that Steve Spagnuolo never gets a head coaching interview anymore.
To Reed's credit, he's always had great defensive coordinators. So you have to delegate that job. And Shanahan did too. I mean, Shanahan hired Saleh and D'Amico Ryan. So, or somebody did, either him or Lynch. I'm not sure you could. I know maybe I'm a cop out. Like, Shanahan's not going to wear this. Like, how can he wear the defensive volley back?
Well, because I think other coaches do wear it when you fire your coordinators. And if it doesn't get better, I mean, and I'm not saying it's not going to get better, but let's see. And maybe they do bring Robert Saleh back, and maybe that just fixes everything.
I saw Saleh got a head coaching interview. I saw really that too. Surprised. I can't remember. Who was it? Chicago or
no? I thought it was
New Orleans.
The Saints. Yeah.
Okay. So I just think they definitely lost some defensive personnel, but this is mystifying. Like, they should be way better. If you have Fred Warner, last year you had Fred Warner for a big chunk of the season and Bosa. Like, you should be dominating, and they just are not.
Yeah, I mean, Javon Hargrave, they also brought over Leonard Floyd. I think it's this constant sort of tweaking, and I think you were wondering why didn't they fire the special teams coordinator during the season.
Oh, well, that was a mess this year. And obviously Jake Moody is I'm sorry, like, they can't stick with him.
I know, it's crazy because he's, you know, to his credit, the dude hit 250-plus yard field goals in the Super Bowl. He also missed an extra point. So do with that what you will. But when they needed him in that Super Bowl, he did nail 250-yarders. So, you know, they spent a third-round draft pick on him because they had these extra third-rounders. I think my idea that Brock Purdy could be trade bait and that the Raiders would be the ones to pay him at the top of the market, I think, is very much alive here. Because I don't know if the 49ers, who have all these guys to pay, I don't know if they want to spend $55 million on Brock Purdy. But if I'm the Raiders, I'm happy to do that. I'm glad to do that. And if Shanahan just thinks he can win with any guy, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, make a play for Sam Darnold, whatever, I think that Brock Purdy could be available, and that could be the biggest change, despite defensive coordinator, special teams. That would be the biggest change, obviously, to this team in the offseason.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would offer more than a 6-round pick for Brock Purdy. Like, I think nobody's going to want to pay that guy $60 million, except the Niners. The thing about the Niners, too, like, they really, they've been hot and cold on draft. They're one of those teams like the Rams who's great at late-round picks, but they don't seem to be perfect at the high pick.
Trey Lance?
Yeah, like Trey Lance. I mean, I know he had a good game the other day, but Ricky Pearsall was probably not the smartest pick.
Let's give him a minute. The guy had a devastating, you know, situation happen with him getting shot on the street and recovering. I mean, let's give him a bit of a pass.
I mean, like, look at this. I'm looking at
Ayuk
draft.
Ayuk was a great draft pick for them.
Ayuk worked out well, that one. But, like, they got Lenore in the 5th round. They got Hufanga in the 5th round. Great picks. Jawan Jennings was a 7th round pick. Colt McKivitz was a 5th round pick. Like, they are really good in the late rounds. This year they got that Pooney guy we were talking about. Yep. We were doing rookie rankings, the guard. So they have to get these young cheap players in. That's the thing with these really good teams. San Francisco's been at the top of the mountain for a while. You got to keep replenishing through the draft. This is challenging. It's so funny. We've almost reversed roles because I kept saying the Niners window is open. It's open. You have Kyle Shanahan. Just personnel-wise, maybe it's closing here. You got to take advantage of Nick Bosa not getting old because he's so special, but I just don't know. I don't see it. They need to get Saleh back, Maggie. Can you do that for me?
Well, I think they probably could. I don't know. I don't think Robert Saleh is getting hired as a head coach. I know that the Jets got worse after he was fired, but he was not a good head coach.
Who is Saleh's best friend? He was like
Matt LaFleur.
LaFleur, right. Like it was Mike McDaniel, Matt LaFleur, Saleh, and like there was a group of guys all from the Shanahan tree.
Are you gonna really fire your Green Bay? Are you firing your defense coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who just took over this year when you're in the playoffs?
About if Brian Flores gets a head coaching job, he joins Kevin O'Connell? Because for some reason I imagine that they're good friends.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea why. I just think that there's going to be some demand for Robert Saleh as a defensive coordinator.
But why not go back to the 49ers?
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Where a place where you had success.
I'm just wondering why we haven't heard any whispers of it. Because you're right, it makes so much logical sense that even when he got fired midway through this year, he went and consulted in Green Bay, right?
Yep.
Why didn't he go to consult in San Francisco?
I don't know. I don't have the answer, but his you know, Matt LaFleur, I think, was the best man at his wedding. So maybe it's a simple answer. Relationships.
Yeah, but I mean, he's presumably has great relationships in San Francisco. I mean, he's well-liked there. I'm looking at you like, can you answer for why Robert Saleh didn't join the Niners?
I'm like, I don't know. He's got seven kids. Maybe you can't move 7 kids cross-country lickety-split.
That's a great point.
Maybe it's easier just to go from Green Bay back to New Jersey before you move your family wherever.
That makes no sense.
I don't know. It's closer than San Francisco, and there's your geography lesson.
Yeah, but you can fly direct from SFO to JFK. I mean, Green Bay, you got to drive to Milwaukee, and then you might have to connect in Chicago.
It's either Milwaukee. You can fly to Green Bay, but that's like 2 flights maybe a day.
Yeah.
It's one of those little planes. I mean,
yeah, it's a small airport.
Small airport.
In Green Bay.
I love airports, though.
I had a layover in Detroit when I went.
Everything leaves out of gate one. Let's make it easy.
I got to tell you one thing. There is no easy logistical answer. When you have 7 kids, you're screwed in every possible fashion. Nothing is going to be easy for Robert Saleh.
I agree. 855-212-4227. 49er fans, what do you think about the changes? Are you excited about these changes? And for the Raider fans, who do you want coaching this team? We get to the Cowboys next.